You heard Jeff Miller mention Sid Spencer as one of the artists on the gay country circuit. Well, Spencer is one of my favorites. It's tragic that he passed away from AIDS in 1996, because I think he was one of the best, with one of the best voices. His career was much too short, but in the mid-90s he released 3 albums in about 3 years, and his family released sort of a greatest hits album after his death. His first album was called Lovin' Strangers, and then came a Christmas album, Family Ties. 1995 brought, I think, his best one, Out and About Again. On that album, he started singing songs that were lyrically gay. And what a treat it was to hear a voice like that singing to a man. I have often wondered what he would have gone on to create. By some stroke of luck, I got to see him perform only once, and it was a fluke. I was at the local country dance bar in Houston, the Brazos River Bottom, and it must have been a weeknight, as the place was almost empty. They announced a surprise guest, and Sid Spencer came out and sang a few songs. I'm guessing that he was passing through and just stopped by and asked if he could sing. He came across as charming as he was talented. I'll never forget it. I'm pleased to share 2 songs with you from his Out and About Again album. First is a cover version of a Tim Menzies song called You Gotta Swim. Sid changed the pronouns on that one a little, and I'm following it with my personal favorite, one he wrote called All I Can Handle.
And Billy, Bobby, and John came pole fishing in Guthrie's pond. It was red hot in that July sun. They snuck around back of me, picked me up, and then counted 3. I went head over heels. Last thing I heard, you got to swim, come up for air, try to get another breath. No time to him, haw, haw about how you ain't ready yet. Whether you fall off a bridge, or jump off a cliff, walk off a plank, or even if somebody pushed you in, you got to swim. Me and Billy, senior prom, he said, let's walk down by the pond, a little fresh air and that silver moon. Sitting on the pier, next thing I knew, all wrapped up in a kiss or two, I went head over heels, swear somebody said, you got to swim, come up for air, try to get another breath. No time to him, haw, haw about how you ain't ready yet. Whether you fall off a bridge or jump off a cliff, walk off a plank, or even if somebody pushed you in, you got to swim. Time for me, any more than that, and I get confused, and I don't need any help, you can see. If we're thinking the same thing, you might be right, I don't know, we'll see. One man is all I can handle, you might be the one for me. Well, I've traveled all over the country, but I ain't found the right one yet. Been looking high and low, boy, don't you know? I can't wait to get you along. One man is all I can handle. It's one at a time for me. Any more than that and I get confused, and I don't need any help, you can see. If we're thinking the same thing, you might be right. I don't know, we'll see.
me. Any more than that and I get confused, and I don't need any help, you can see. If we're thinking the same thing, you might be right. I don't know, we'll see. One man is all I can handle. You might be the one for me. Baby, come on home with me. How'd you like to tie the knot?
The late, great Sid Spencer. As I said, he died of AIDS in 1996 at age 28. The next year, his family released a retrospective album called Chasing That Neon Rainbow. His albums are a little hard to find, but I recommend any of them. For the next two country songs, I'm going out of the country, to New Zealand and Canada. The Top Twins have been a national institution in New Zealand for many years, even having their own television show, and they make good music, like this one from their 2001 album, Grass Highway.
My mind is focused on the microphone. My sister, on the other hand, she a bad girl. She gonna sing the blues. Okay, mama, where you go? There's a rainstorm. Washes all my fears away, and a big red sun keeps all my blues away.
I was kindergarten outlaw, used to beat up all the boys, stole candy from the local five and dime. My parents were concerned.
That was Big Ol' Moon by the Top Twins, and after that was a group I just discovered from Canada, the Jane Wains. They've now split up, and their only album came out just last year. From Cowboy Songs, you heard a bit of Women's Prison. And here's another foreign country act, this time from England. And this act's lyrics can get explicit, so only my internet listeners are hearing these next two songs. The group was called the Well-Oiled Sisters, and they can get down and get dirty.
One more drink, and yes, I will kindly leave. I'll take my customs someplace else. I know my legs will end up behind my neck. Wreak some havoc and paint this old town red. It ain't hard being easy. Not for a hungry girl like me. No, it ain't hard being easy. And I don't care, I don't care. I know she did, got booze on my breath and one thing on my mind. It ain't hard being easy. Not for a hungry girl like me. No, it ain't hard being easy. And I don't care, I don't care. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh. Song by cowgirls who holler and bawl, talking about those girls, keep your backs to the wall. backwards and their bras too tight. Dirty cowgirls, they got obvious charms. Dirty cow-wow-wow-girls, they got strong right arms. Yeah, talking about those girls who bark and bite. Bad little ladies who fuck and fight. Hoary wifes who ain't got no hunger, but they ride much faster and they say,
again, that was the Well-Oiled Sisters with It Ain't Hard Being Easy and Dirty Cowgirls. Those two songs came from their 1994 album, Alcohol and Tears. Another Western act I like is led by J. Bird Hosh. From her album from last year called The Family Album is A Cowgirl's Love Song.
Yodelay, 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 hee-hoo. See that cowgirl over there, the one with the golden hair. She is looking mighty fine to me. And I'd like to take her out, riding on my pony scout as a yodel out a lover's melody. Heading west away, we ride across the hills and dales, hollering out a big yahoo and singing happy trails. Yodel, 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 yodel.
And I'm going right from J. Bird Hosh to a comedy duo known as Chandler and Ripley. Their 1994 release, I Survived a Femme, offered a spelling lesson.
She walks with her hands in her pockets and a confident air. She laughs with her head flung way back. She runs her hands through her hair. Well, I see her out walking or standing there talking in her boots and her faded blue jeans. And I don't know about you, but she's the best thing that I've ever seen. D is for darling, I love you, could you be mine? Y is you are driving me out of my mind. I'll go to the end of the line. Yes, I'd love every one of you if I had time.
And they spelled out the title of the song, D-Y-K-E. That was Chandler and Ripley. Another fairly new artist is Matthew Heath Fitzgerald out of Oklahoma. He's released 3 albums already in just the last 3 years. From his live album is the song, Poor Me.
How about some drinking music, y'all?
Pour me, pour me, pour me, pour me another shot of whiskey. Bartender hit me one more time. He left, I cried. I'm lost inside, I want to help me. There's two times gonna hit my bottom this time. Don't wanna listen to me on jukebox. Don't you put no colors in the slot. Don't wanna talk and I don't wanna dance. Dang sure ain't looking for romance. Don't wanna hang out with the crowd. Don't wanna party and get real loud. Believe me when I tell you that I thought this through. There's only one thing that I want you to do. For me, for me, for me, for me another shot of whiskey. Bartender hit me one time. He left, I cried. I'm lost inside, oh, won't you help me? Fell to the top, cause I hit rock bottom this time. Come on, y'all. Woo! Here's my story, sad but it's true. There's so many things that I never knew. He loved to party and he loved to dance. He loved to get loud every time he had the chance. I always thought he was a simple-minded okie. Little did know he was the king of karaoke. He's everything that a man should be. Problem was that it wasn't with me. For me, for me, for me, for me, another shot of whiskey. Bartender hit me one more time. She left, I cried. I'm lost inside, oh, won't you help me? Fill it to the top, cause it hit rock bottom this time. Come on and fill it to the top, cause it hit rock bottom this time. Once more, just fill it to the top, cause it hit rock bottom this time. For me, for me, for me, for me.
From the CD Matthew Heath Fitzgerald Live. For the last year or so, I've been reading about efforts to get on television a show called American Pride. It's to be sort of an American Idol type show, with the goal being to find the best gay male country singer. They've even got a website, AmericanPrideTV.com. Two of those slated to be contestants are Matt Alber and Brian Glenn, and if their talent is any indication, I can't wait for the show. Here's Matt singing a little of What Took You So Long.
It ain't that hard to get through to me. You always said I was thin-skinned, but I was so damn shy, and you were so taken. Now I've forgotten just what made us take the chance, and what took you so long. Find my number. What took you so long to say my name? What took you so long to figure out you missed me? No, I never wanted us to say goodbye. Be raining all day with the sky dark as night, but all I can see is the beautiful light of your crystal blue eyes. Since you've come into my life, each step I take's like a walk in the park. I've got this perpetual smile in my heart.
And after Matt Alber, you heard Brian Glenn with My Whole World Has Fallen in Love. Both artists plan on releasing their first albums this year. Another new country artist on the scene is Kitty Rose, who calls her style classic country. You'll soon see why.
Well, I knew you were waiting at the top of the stairs while I was fumbling for my keys. And I
That was Kitty Rose from her debut album that she called, with tongue-in-cheek, Greatest Hits. Back when the website mp3.com was a haven for independent artists, I happened onto the music of Lindsay Wildheart and the Amazon Range Riders. With a name like that, how could they miss? And I thought they were excellent. At that time, artists on the mp3.com site could release albums, and the site would press them up. Lindsey Wildheart and the band had two of these, containing only three or four songs each, and I was able to download four more songs from their page. So in pieces, I think I have all 11 of the songs they recorded. Here's a bit of two I especially like, Amazon Range Riders and Tell Me Not to Go.
There once was a time when I was a young one, when I used to think highly of cowboys and friends, and then popped a question into my unwilling mind. Where are the women? I'm sick of these men. Amazon Range Riders riding again. Yippee-yay, get out of here, cowboy. For the range is ours too, as it always, always, always has been. Well, you buried our stories along with our legacy. Now we are back here to claim it again. Yeah, the range has a wildfire upon the horizon. We are no different than they were back then.
Yippee-yay-yay, get down to here, cowboy. The Amazon Range Riders are riding again. Yippee-yay-yay,
get down to here, cowboy. Get out of here. For the range is ours too, as it always.
So long ago, listen as the steel teeth slam shut. I am bleeding needlessly with once again a self-inflicted fiction of my own. I try to read you, but the moonlight upon your face is distracting me.
I just love that last one especially, Lindsey Wildheart and the Amazon Range Riders from around 1996. Now you know I couldn't do a country show without Mark Weigel. I've been a fan of his since his first album in 1998, and while not really a country artist, there have been a number of classic country songs spread out over his five albums. His first album, The Truth Is, gave us two of what I consider essential songs, Two Cowboy Waltz and One Less Dancer.
Well, Two Cowboy Waltz is about the first time I went into a gay country bar and saw guys dancing together arm in arm. I had grown up listening to a lot of country music. My older brothers were into the Outlaws, Waylon Willie, Merle. My parents listened to Ray Price, Eddie Arnold, those guys. So, and then when I grew up and came out, all I heard in the gay community was dance music, which never really moved me. So, again, the first night I walked in and saw these guys dancing together arm in arm to rose-colored glasses and these great old songs, it was quite a moment for me. And went home that night dreaming about cowboys, and Two Cowboy Waltz came out of that.
Four cowboy boots gliding on air, turning and turning while I stand and stare at the two cowboy walls, at the two cowboy walls. Grace and dignity so hard to come by, that I stand in rapture as I watch them dance by. In the two cowboy walls, the two cowboy walls.
One Less Dancer is sort of the continuation of the Two Cowboy Waltz story, in that after that first fateful night at the Rawhide 2, I spent a lot of time there, learned to dance, and actually wound up DJing there for a while. Made a lot of friends, and this was in the early 90s in San Francisco among gay men, so I also lost a lot of friends. And One Less Dancer was written a couple years after the Two Cowboy Waltz about the Rawhide 2.
All of the circles we've made of this room, and all the songs that we've made them to, they still go around my mind like the twirling blue slow waltz lights with the one less dancer waltzing through tonight. There's one less dancer tonight. When you take your partner in your arms, hold him tight. He never left early till he left us for good. He'd be here tonight. Come up in my eyes, I say, I'm just watching. There's two less dancers tonight.
When Mark released Out of the Loop, his cover CD, in 2002, one song he picked was What I Like About You.
What I Like About You is, of course, a big hit for Trisha Yearwood. It's a great two-step. I did my cover CD different than the same a couple years back, and I've just always loved that song. It's rare to find an upbeat, especially a love sort of relationship song, that's sort of real about love and relationships. And this one is just so gutsy.
About you, I like
bringing us up to date, Mark's just released a brand new double CD called Soul Sex. That's basically split into songs that you can play on the radio and songs that you just can't. From the first CD, called Wrestling the Angel, is the beautiful song, And I Love Horses.
I know I am blessed as we race across this land. The wind is in our noses and the leather's in my head. I love the smell of sagebrush in the rain. I love that I can tell the season by the range. I love a land that's been shaped by nature's forces. I love my men and I love horses.
And the second CD, called Versatile, is full of the edgier material, addressing many areas of gay sexuality that most people don't want to openly talk about, much less sing about. I give Mark a lot of credit for braving to go there and to do it so well. A couple of country-flavored songs are included, like this gem called These Lips of Mine, Made for Sucking You.
Well, These Lips of Mine actually was the first song I wrote in about 20 minutes driving up Highway 101 here, the first of the sexual tunes. It actually kind of covers a lot of ground. I mean, it's sort of tongue-in-cheek pointing out the hypocrisy of this religious zealot, sort of fundamentalist Bible thumper who's, you know, got a big hot thing for bondage and being tied up and servicing.
I learned when the good Lord gave me rest, when you slapped those handcuffs on, and I praised God he gave me teeth to get your zipper down. And as my mouth begins to water, I know that it's true. These lips of mine were made for sucking you. Polishing your belt buckle, what my forehead's for. My ears are here for you to grab, my knees to scrub your floor. As my eyes begin to water, I know that it's true. These lips of mine were made for sucking you.
To my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God Almighty, for what I'm about to receive.
Okay, of course, it's only my internet listeners that got to hear that last one. Again, that was Mark Weigel from his new CD, Soul Sex. I can't leave out Mary Gaucher, although her music walks a fine line between folk and country. She's had four albums and just gets better and better. Her second album was good enough to win a Glamma Award for Best Country Recording in 2000. So I'm going to share just a little of the title track, Drag Queens and Limousines.
I hated high school.
I prayed it would end. The jocks and their girls, it was their world. I didn't fit in. Mama said, baby, it's the best school money can buy. Be strong, hold your head up. Come on, Mary, try. I stole Mama's car on a Sunday. I left home for good. Moved in with some friends in the city, in a bad neighborhood. Charles was a dancer. He loved the ballet. And Kimmy sold pot and red and Kerouac and Hemingway.
Mary Gaucher and Drag Queens and Limousines. Her new album is called Mercy Now, and I think it's terrific. I had a chance to interview her recently, and the way she talks about her songwriting is just fascinating. And I invite you to listen to next month's Queer Music Heritage to hear about it. While I talk us to the last act on tonight's show, I'm going to feature in the background a little Cajun music, as that form of country music is also ably represented in our community by the group Les Femmes d'Enfer. And this one's from their album from 2003 called Femmes. Their two albums contain several songs with female-to-female pronouns, or I should say, femme-to-femme pronouns, since they're sung in French. Okay, for this show, The History of Gay Country Music Part 2, we've just plumb run out of time. Before we get to the last two artists, I want to thank you all for listening, and to thank Jeff Miller and Mark Weigel for their interview comments. Jeff was especially helpful in getting me the music of Dina Kay, Brian Glenn, and Freddie Birch to add to this show, and I appreciate him sharing with me all those unreleased demos of his own material. And as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com, and I wish you would. I mentioned earlier that my internet version of this show is longer than the radio version, because I could just not squeeze into 1 hour all the great music I wanted you to know about. Okay, I got a little carried away. The internet show is over a half hour longer. Sometimes it's just too hard to cut those artists and songs when you're trying to show the best of queer country music. It's nice that I have the luxury of a big website as an alternate outlet. And that, of course, again, is at www.queermusicheritage.com. I'm closing the show with a truly unique act, and I've seen them many times. You can hear an in-depth interview with them on my August of 2001 show. Their names are James Dean Jaberg and Stephen Cheslick DeMeyer, better known as the duo Y'all. Between 1993 and 2002, they released 7 recordings that are a very humorous cross between folk and country, and their live act is a riot. Sadly, they stopped performing a couple years ago, but the good news is that a musical documentary has been made of their travels, touring in their little camper, and the film was called Life in a Box. A soundtrack that would be sort of a career retrospective will be released soon. So, from the duo Y'all, here are two of my favorite of their songs, My Man, Our Horses, and Me, and You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man. Gee, I started the show with a Conway Twitty song, and I'm ending it with a Loretta Lynn song. You can't get much more country than that. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for joining us, and join us again next week for lots more fun and excitement. Same time, same channel. And don't forget to bring Grandma next time. And would somebody please say howdy to Uncle Joe for me? Thank you.
Well, we're riding home upon our horse. my man is riding straddle saddle. He sits upon his favorite horse. Her name is Wendy, but she don't blow. She's got black polka dots, and in her tail a satin bow. We are so happy to be a country family. My man, our horses and me. My man, our horses and me.
Bring it down, fellas.
My man, our horses.
You come tell me something, you say I ought to know that he don't love me anymore and I'll have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, but I don't think you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen, you can buy them anywhere. For you to get to him, I'd have to move over and I'm gonna stand right here. Well, it'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Take it, Stephen.
Sometimes a man's caught looking at things that he don't need.
You don't say, well, he took a second look at you, but he's in love with me. Well, I don't know where that leads you, but I know where I stand, and you ain't woman enough to take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen, you can buy them anywhere. For you to get to him, I'd have to move over and I'm gonna stand right here. Stand right here. Well, it'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take.